Mandy Magro is the author of Rosalie Station, which was launched last year. She's working on a third and even thinking about a fourth as well. But her second book is out right now, Jacaranda. Mandy, thanks for giving us your time. So much is going on. How do you fit it all in?
Good question. Sometimes I ask that question myself, but I think you've just got to be, I'm an organised person anyway, so you have to have your delegated times to sit down and write, and you stick to that time. So you just kind of learn to balance everything. I love it, so it's not a chore for me to write.
Sometimes for me it can be a bit of a chore. I've just written a 500-word essay, and it was a battle to get through, but different story here. You're writing about your love of the land, and the words just must just come out at ease.
Yeah, they do. I'm really lucky. I never experienced writer's block yet.
Right.
I hope I never do, but my writing is a pleasure, and I find it very easy to write because I'm writing about something I know, so I think that makes it a lot easier. You don't sort of, you know, it's different when you're writing an essay and you're researching stuff. So it's a pleasure. It's great fun.
Yeah, it can be hard. Now, Jacaranda, you've kept setting this similar to your last book, Rosalie Station, still in tropical North Queensland.
Yeah, I have. Rosalie was set in Mareeba and Jacaranda is set in Dimbula. And I've got a little bit of the Chili Go Radio in Jacaranda as well. So still keeping it close to home. Like I said, what I know, which is what I like to do. Mm. So my third book's going to be set around Paddy's Green, which again is back in Mareeba. So I stick to the Tablelands area. I might move it about a little bit, but always in North Queensland.
Now, Jacaranda's about Molly Jones. She has the world at her feet, and then one night it all changes. And then a few years later, life's almost perfect, but things take a twist.
Yeah, it does. There's always twists and turns in the book. I mean, it's not just a big soppy romance. There's lots of romance in there and raunchiness. But, there's a few twists and turns in there. It involves a bit of a love triangle and also her trying to juggle her motherhood duties as well to her little girl. So, in between her work, which she's a horse trainer and living on the land. So, yeah, it's a great story, I think.
A lot of people are embracing your writing style, keeping it local. It's something we haven't seen before.
Well, I mean, there's no one up here that writes in the sort of genre that I do. There's romance writers up here but that don't go as deeply into the rural side of it. So there are a few authors down south. There's about 10 of us now in Australia that are writing what I write. It's hit the ground running. Rural romance is one of the biggest genres now. Publishers are sort of screaming out for it. So it's I'm very blessed to be writing in it. And I love writing it, so that's all I could write.
Got a nice little market to yourself up here.
Well, you know, up here, yes. But we're all the authors, we all know each other. We're all very supportive and have quite a strong network on Facebook and support each other through our writing and stuff. So we all wish each other well, and we all promote each other too as books comes out. So it's the real Aussie spirit sort of, you know, promoting the real romance, which is great.
Jacaranda by Mandy Magro, also the writer of Rosalie Station. Mandy, once again, thank you.
Thank you for having me, Terry. It's been a pleasure.